We are Ray Shemigdalid. Team Dalid. Malekis, Fahesia, and Philip Metalkalin. He's going to Team Dalid. Malekis, Fahesia, and Philip Metalkalin. He's going to Fina, how you do in the Israel. Dina, Kamoy, Malekis, Makubo. We have till now in Simulation and Dalid. That Kaplanis is Mutter by Metalkalin. And it is such a Bimakuba of Sabzei that people will think he's a Sri. So now the Machaber says, you have Metalkalin that is Mufusim, that is, that this belongs to a Yid. This Dina Kamay Malachis Makuba, and this is also. Now let us see. In the Mishnah, I do really Israel. Ain't mighty, Shaoita, Oita, Bershus Israel. We're not speaking about that it's Bershus Israel. The Hohi, Afilo, Yedine, Rak, Kimetal, Mazal, Maganfin, Hoya, also. Yedemuchas, Bersim, and Reishon, and Reish, the Vay. The Afi, Metal, Kim, Osberim, Oita, Oita, Bershus Israel. That means, Metalkum that is not Mefulton, if the guy is doing the work for Shus Yisrael, it's also Elamayri Shaloi Bebeisai. It's not Bebeis Yisrael. He's working in the dark. But the ship, it says, Malkimiliam, it says over there. So Al Kaponim, so everyone knows that it's a Yiddish ship. So Memele, so that's why it is also. V'ayim b'mokim avlom v'shari achoylem z'dav k'maitis atzvina b'mokim goliyim mefusim v'im v'tine ein lahakmer v'ot t'zamuchas b'simim reishnon beit n'zimim. Now, before we learn the next thief, I'd like to give a little hakdomen and perhaps we'll be able to understand the thief a little better. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, which will be brought down in Sifrei. And the Taifla in on the Masechta Shabbos, Simen Yud Aleph, there's a beautiful beer, so we'll have a clarity in this halacha. There are two ways to understand why Amira La'akum is also. One way is that we say, yes, shlichus l'kumra. We have mentioned this word already. When I tell a guy to do a malacha, I tell him Thursday, he should do this on Shabbos. So there's a kumra, I say, yes, shlichus l'kumra, even though I'm shlichus l'akum. Of a l'kumra, there is a din shlichus. So when I tell him to do something for me in Shabbos, so it's also kilo I did it al stakumza of shlich. That's one reason why Amira La'akum is also. Kablonis is mutter. For example, he tells the guy, if you're going to make this and this favorite, you're going to get X amount of money. If you won't make it, you won't get any money. The guy is not doing it for me. He's doing it for the money, but the malacha he's doing, it is not, the malacha is not being done with shlichus HaYisrael. I never told him to do it today. I told him, you bring me a finished product, I'll pay you. That what the guy decides to do it on Shabbos, that's a night of the Navshe of it. Right. It's irrelevant. If he's doing it, in all cases he's doing it for money. But if he's doing it officially chusi, that means I told him I want this to be done on Shabbos, so we consider he's my shliach, and we in yes, shlichus l'akum. If he's doing it because I didn't tell them to do it on Shabbos. I just told them if this product will be finished, I'll pay you for the product. He decides to do it on Shabbos. So there's no semblance to shlichus. It's not, he's not doing it for me. That's the lumdus of a daitai din avshei. So mamela, then it's mutter. That's the harshest. Let's try to explain this word. That is the harshest din, the difference between Tilyoin and the Kabbalah. Now, let's talk about another case. Let's say I have someone that's working for me, and there are certain things he has to do. He's a Tilyoin. He's working for me. That means, let us say, one case, I hired him for a year. And in this year, he has to, whatever I tell him to do, he has to do it. He's working for me. He's my shliach. But in the 365 days of the year, he has to work only 200 days. Whenever I'll tell him to do something, I'll do it. And in these 200 days, he has enough time to do what I'm telling him to do without working on Shabbos. So therefore, even though in Yisod he's a Tilyoin, I'm paying him for his work, what he's doing for me. I'm paying him to work for me. I'm not, there's no such thing as a finished product that he has to bring to me. He's a Tilyoin. I mean, I'm paying him for a year, and in a year, I'm going to give him 20 jobs in a year, which theoretically, these 20 jobs will take 200 days. If he decides to do it on Shabbos, that is not because of the chiddush. Mitzad the chiddush that I hired him to work for me, he has enough time during the year to do what I want him to do for me without working on Shabbos. So even though he's a chiddush, but this Tilyoin has the halachas of a Kavlin, and therefore this is Mutta. This is a Chiddush of the Rambam, and therefore this is Mutta. That is one mahalach. There's another mahalach, and in the beginning when we started learning Reish Mem Vei, the Mishnah Berurah brought down a Smak. The Smak says, the issa of Amira La'akum is not because of shlichus. It's a pasuk. Kol meloche lo yeyoseh ben. We learn that from a pasuk. It doesn't say kol meloche lo yeyoseh. It should be yeyoseh lo yeyoseh. So we learn from this pasuk, meleches Yisrael should not be done in Shabbos. Melechus Yisrael, all melechus, which means melechus Yisrael, lois yeyoseh ba'em, should not be done in Shabbos. According to this mahala, the difference between chiddush and kavlonos is it melechus Yisrael, is it not melechus Yisrael? So if by chiddush Shabbos, if I want it should be done in Shabbos, it's not my shliach. Forget about shlichus. We're not talking about shlichus lako. It's not my shliach. But if I want that this should be done for me in Shabbos, and that's why he's doing it, so this is called Melechus Yisrael. A Melech is being done for a Yid in Shabbos. And that's the Issa. Kol Melech Ele Yeyotah Ben. That is the Issa. Melechus Yisrael is not allowed to be done in Shabbos. If he's a Kavlin, so that's not called what he is doing in Shabbos. It's not called Melechus Yisrael. I don't need it to be done in Shabbos. He's doing it in Shabbos because he wants to do it in Shabbos. So it's not called Melechus Yisrael. But just let's say one nekuda. But if Yisrael get a Yeva from this Moloch and the Geish Mashiach, we learn the Mishnah a little bit. The Yid is deriving benefit from this Moloch, even though he didn't tell him to do it on Shabbat. But by doing it on Shabbat, the Yid is deriving benefit. This is called Melechet Yisrael. And this will be also, I'll call Melechet Le'Yosabem. This is just a sticker like a domain. And now we'll see the Mechaba and the Mishnah move. Im Tocha, okay, Im Tocha, any Yehudi, Rishonah, or Rishonah, he hired a guy for a year, or for 2 years. Sheyistavloi means whenever he needs something to be written, you should write for me. So he's a worker for him, he's working for him. Oy Sheyistavloi, or he should weep for him. Whenever he needs things to be weaved, the beggar is a toy. This guy is permitted to write. I hired him for a year. And the purpose of the hiring was that he should write for me when I'll need things to be written for me. So this is similar to a Kabbalah. That means a Kabbalah is not a question. A Kabbalah means, I told you, if you give me a Begin, it's irrelevant when you make the Begin. You have to give me a Begin. Here you are hired to work for me, to write when I tell you to write, to weave when I tell you to weave. You do a certain pulling for me, which is a tochel. But this is equivalent to a goblin, because in this year period, you do not have to do it on Shabbat. That's what you are doing it on Shabbat. But you want to do it on Shabbat. So therefore, you are not considered a shliach of mine to do it on Shabbat. What? Because he's not a kabbalah, and you said he's a socher. That's the chiddush. He's a din of a kabbalah. That's the chiddush. He's a socher. What? Now look at his own abdomen. Naked eyes is a bin abdomen. He's working for me. Not yet. To give me a finished product. It's working for me. But since it is the malachi does not let me start working for me, it does not have to be done on Shabbat, even though he does it on Shabbat. That's not considered working for me, and this is a tachas, there's a din kabbalah. But he's your employee. He's working for you. I hired him. No. He's my employee. I hired him. He has to work for me during the year. Whenever I tell him to write, he has to write. But in this year's time, there's a time that he could do whatever I'm telling him to do without doing it on Shabbat. If he decides to do it on Shabbat, that's his geshef. This is Miguel Filin. He can do it. He's not doing it in his house. He's doing it. I don't have to tell him anything. This is Lechad Chilas. Yes, Kilo, God said, Imai, she used to like say that she used to like again. To Aisha, the call Aisha, she used to. He can do whenever he wants. Not that I want you to work for me each day, because that wasn't all that. This kind of that you don't have to work for me. So I'm giving you plenty of time that you don't have to work. Or whatever you're doing, you should not do it for Beit Yisrael. I mean, you're doing it to do it whether you're writing something, you have your office, you're writing things. V'yesh misha oisa v'soicha eini Yehudi l'chalon. And there's someone that asked. Now we're going to, this is the Shikas HaRaivitz, and the first Shikas is the Shikas HaRambam, and now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Whenever the Tzar needs a letter to be written, you are hired to write for me. When I don't need a letter to be written for me, you have nothing what to do. You are hired to write for me whenever I need a letter to be written, whenever I need materials to be woven, you are hired to do it. Vilokay, Musa Lichtoy. He's permitted to write on Shabbos or to weave on Shabbos. He can do it whenever he wants. If he wants, he can do it l'mocha. V'ein ha-Yisroel maviyah v'amesha oisa v'shabbos. The Yid is not gaining anything, that's what he did in the Shabbos. Fine. So there's no avokah. And the Yisad, the Yid, he doesn't have to do it. So finish. You are hired to write every day for me. Even though it will be one day that he doesn't work, the balabos is not midatzik. We'll see them in this. Mikol mokoyim mavia ha-Yisroel ba'asiyosa. Now, this halacha is as follows. This, according to this pshat is that the... In a year, there are 365 days. I'm telling the guys, 300 days of the year, you have to work for me. You want to take all 65 days of the year, I'm hiring you for a year, but your obligation is 300 days of the year you have to work for me. According, if that's the case, so it comes out, it could very well be that by working Shabbos, that what this guy is working Shabbos, he'll be able to work for me the work I need Sunday or Monday. That means in this case, I'm being Maria, I'm gaining from that the guy is working Shabbos. That means I am gaining because he, most of the year he has to work, and by working Shabbos, he'll have more time during the year to work for me. So this is cool. I'm being Malvia from the Malacha Shabbos. We'll go a little further, and we'll have to get a little clearer. у меня астма, ты сразу мог на гонке сейчас. Сразу мог на гонке сейчас. In the year, there was big gaps during the year. He's right sometimes. But many, many weeks in the year, he was a yoshimoto. So he's not gaining anything by that he's working for him on Shabbos. So this is Muta. I didn't tell him to work for me on Shabbos. And then I'm not gaining from that he's working for me on Shabbos. And then it's Muta. But if most of the year he's mechuyev to work for me, even though he can take off days, he can take off in Yisod all Shabbos and all Yom Tovim. But by working on Shabbos, the Yid is Malviyah Batiyosoy, that accounts for the next week. You'll be only and you'll be able to do. And being Malviyah, and that you were Shabbos, that you will not have this job on your head, and then you'll be able to do other things for me. So that's cool. He's Malviyah from the letter Shabbos. And perhaps we mentioned before this mark. This mark says that Kol Melocha LeYeyotah, that Melechus Yisrael means if you are being Malviyah, if you are gaining from this Melocha, this is what the point is. I didn't tell you to do this on Shabbos. But by this guy working on Shabbos, he'll be able to do it. He doesn't have to work on Shabbos. He'll say, oh. But by him working on Shabbos, I'm gaining from this. I'm gaining that during the week he won't be busy. And I'm gaining from this for luck. Umayat as much, man, from the time to which the gam v'chi ha'gam le'osho v'l'Rambam kavlonu. According to the Rambam, this is, since you don't have the word on Shabbos, t'vin she'nei makpil olov im yevato le'yoyim. I'm not makpil. You don't want the word Shabbos. You don't have the word. You don't have to work. Even though when you are working on Shabbos, I'm gaining from it. But that's not cool. Since I'm not much, but you should work, that's also mutter. You're doing this by Dimu Makva Dolok Shwayeshim Heza Yoin Botu. But if he's not to listen, I want that every day it should work. And also the holy alma, that's called you're working for me. I want you to wear Shabbos. The Avi Ki Ilu Sivu La Tisvi Yom HaShabbos. So it's wonderful, like I told you, to wear Shabbos, even though we didn't sleep in Shabbos. I want work from you every day. Oy Tosav Atav. Yitzchoroi Ligmer Teifer Oy Beged Teif Oy Shosh Mamek. What if I gave you a time limit? This paper has to be finished. This budget has to be finished by my choice Shabbos. Ultimately, so that means I want you to do it on Shabbos. But I know if you do the absolute memloishi atzmo gam b'Shabbos. That means if normally the sefer cannot be written, he won't write on Shabbos. So it's called, I want you to do it on Shabbos. That means one quick say, you have to do it on Shabbos. You'll be up 4 nights during the week. It'll be finished by my Torah Shabbos without you working on Shabbos. But that's not normal. So that means if I'm telling you that it has to be done by my Torah Shabbos, and there's two alternatives. Either you work every day, you'll have to work on Shabbos all your life, or you can work at night also, you'll give a night shift, and then you won't have to work on Shabbos. But since a normal malachi, since a normal malachi, in order for this should be done normally, you should have the word for Shabbos, and this is also. אבל זה שנצב אולי לאחר בשבת תביא את עצים לגוד בן חבלות ולהתבילים מנגד אלו יורד אוי שיהיה רואי הרי זה כן צריך לא אומר היהי רם תווי תלם 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 תווי היא מוכיב תווי but I'm doing the years McQueen always, but he doesn't have to do it the whole year. Well, just one thing, let's just finish first the Mishnah Berurah. Let's finish. Shlo yashav imoy, zayta loymav, shlo yidatik olav imivata leitze yoyim emlastay. I mean, to hide you for a year, if you'll take off 65 days of the year, no problem. That means that the 300 days of the year you're working, you want to take off 65 days, no problem. But this should not be done by Beis Yisrael. There are kablonis kibura also kibulakama besimilation of days. V'yesh misha oita. Who does the right? Now, why does the right ask us? והנה לדעת התאז ענאו נשא בפשוט הסתם הרייבת בסביר עלי דעת שאינוי מקפיס על ביטולוי that means he's hiring him to write every day that he writes he gets a rapper from this he's driving every day you want to take off during the year 65 days I don't have any time to tell you. But if he doesn't take off in 65 days, and he is writing in the 65 days, so the Yid is having a Reva, I didn't tell you to do it, but the Yid is having a Reva from the work that this guy is doing. So Mamela, that's what the Bible says, that's called Melechus Yisrael. Melechus Yisrael is called if you have a Reva. I didn't tell you to do it. I didn't tell you to work on Shabbos. When it takes off 65 days, no problem. But Afal Pika, you're hired for the year and you have this. You have this choice. You want to take off 65 days. I'm not mad at it. If you don't work, if you do work, so the Raivet says that this is called Melechus Yisrael. That means when he does work on Shabbos, the Yid is getting a Reva. He's getting more letters are being written, more Sfogon are being written, more materials being woven. So this is called, so even though I didn't tell you to work on Shabbos, so could be out the Indian of Shlichus. Out to the Indian of Shlichus, of Yer Shlichus, you have a right to take off 65 days of the year, so that means you have a right to take off all Shabbos in the Yom HaTayyar. So I never told you to work these 16 in the year you put on your days to work. But if you work the extra 65 days, you just get a Reva from it. So this lumbus of which is another Yisrael. This is an Yisrael that Melechus Yisrael should not be done in Shabbat. Melechus should not be done for you. Well, you didn't tell him. But if you're getting a Reva from this Melechus, this is called Melechus Yisrael, and you're getting a Reva from it, so Mamela, this is also. So this Lomzit, that's what the disciple wants to say. He wants to say, if you the Lomzit is al Shlichu, the whole Israel is out shlichus. They just said, you're not allowed to go and go to work for you on Shabbos. I never told you to work for you on Shabbos. When we started off constantly, you don't have to work Shabbos. No, don't have to work Shabbos. You have 65 days of the year you don't have to work. Dat de lampen op schlichten. Dat is al niet meer van mij. Dat is al niet met moeder. Wat de rijden zegt, wat de rijden doet, is een nieuw probleem. Dat je wil komen lachen, dat je jochten en beleggen van je schoil. Should that be done for you? When is it called Malachas Yisrael? Jesus is being Maviach from it. He's getting, he's deriving benefits from it. He writes in Shabbos, and he is getting from it. So Memele, so this is also not for you, Yochum. That's how the disciples of Shabbos derive it. Bin ihr da 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 every problem, and I'm not with anything. If it brings me something that takes you a week to do it, takes you one day to do it, and you have a whole month to do it, you do it on Shabbos. Well, I was a vehicle, it doesn't make any difference on Shabbos or Friday or Thursday. That's why every problem is his mother. But yeah, this is Kablonis' motto. I'm not gaining anything. This is a Mishnah in Shabbos. And in Shabbos, I go over to a goy and I give him things that should be done. I need clothing to wash. I just mean, do it whenever you want. He does it on Shabbos. I don't know. I have nothing from that he did it on Shabbos. But here the Raivis says, are you gaining from this? And so you hire him for the year, and if he works on Shabbos, they have to work on Shabbos. But if he works on Shabbos, you're getting a bargain from this. So this is also, that's yeah. That the arena ladata Michael Sheikh's time arrived. The school and I've seen the Machfid Albitulai become a way so my via call yod. Ladat Amogin of Roma now. Gam kein Riche. The Spira Leila Raiver. Da Yisroel Marvia va Meshe Oite Bishabes. The Shemo Yitzarech Gam Lemocho Lichtoi Vloyucha Lache Shneim Echo. That means there is a possibility. That means the way the Mugna Gomzeb Shad, this person is most of the year he's a Yoshe Boko. But when the need arises, I tell him to do something, he is trying to do it. So that I said, there is a possibility. I told him this week he should do something. Normally he has 2 weeks to do it. Well, what will be if Sunday something new will arise? So that's what he did on Shabbos, and I'm deriving benefit from this. That's what he did on Shabbos. So the Rebbe says, so even though it's only perhaps a far-fetched possibility, but it is a possibility that I'll be Maviah through this. That the Zoy is working on Shabbos. To me, something will come up on Sunday. And since he doesn't have to do the previous job, because he did it on Shabbos, to be able to start the work on Sunday. The school that I'm Malviyah from Malachi Shabbos. Now, let me just say over two interesting things. They're very interesting. One thing that he brings down from the Shloime Zalman. A person has a woman that washes the dishes for my joy shabbos. What's the dish my joy shabbos? No problem. She comes to him, he tells him, listen, come my joy shabbos. I need to do my joy shabbos. My joy shabbos is very late. I want to come and do the dishes. I want to come and do the dishes. Now, So, what? You want to do the dishes on Shabbos? You want to do the dishes on Shabbos? Now, in washing dishes, let's talk about washing dishes. Washing dishes, let's say she uses hot water, which she's not allowed to put on in Shabbos. She's warm, hot water. She uses hot water, which is hotter than Shabbos. You have to know, so the employment element, you have to know what is the purpose of the hot water. If the purpose of the hot water is that her hands shouldn't get chapped, no shiloh whatsoever. She's not doing any malacha for me to wash the dishes. I mean, we're to wash my joints. She's coming, she wants to support them. She's washing the chapel. She's not doing any malacha for me. She puts on that water. She's not machuyev to wash in cold water. She's not doing anything for me. And he says, well, what if you wash without water, the dishes get clean? Cleaner. You wash with cold water, there's still grease there. So he says, though so it's cool, I'm being Malviah from Malachi Shabbos. I mean, that's what the dishes are being washed on Shabbos. In hot water, I'm being Malviah from Malachi Shabbos. So she doesn't want to come like Toy Shabbos, and she's doing the Malachi Shabbos. He says, this is cool, I'm being Malviah from Malachi Shabbos. She was supposed to work my toy shop. She was supposed to watch the dishes my toy shop. She's watching it on her own accord. And she's doing it for him, there's no child about the way. It's not greasy because of that. What? Yeah. She's not doing it for herself. I mean, okay, she's doing it for the dishes also. Or I'm being Mavia from the Malachi. Yeah, because I'm being Mavia. Could be, then it would be better, but well, she was supposed to, it didn't have to be done on Shabbos. That means me, the schiele, she was supposed to come on Toy Shabbos. She says, look, I don't want to come on Toy Shabbos. She's doing it on her own accord.